Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
We prayed for blessings. We prayed for peace. Comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a seldom sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life, all your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while, you hear each desperate plea, and long that we'd have faith to believe. What if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
Hello, and welcome to Journey into the Light Radio. I'm your host, Nick Long, and we are very happy to have you all here with us tonight. Our guest this evening is going to be psychic medium John Crawley. He's going to be on here every Tuesday night, and we are very happy to have him on the show. So whether you're a first-time listener or been a part of the show for the last 10 years, we welcome you back, and we're glad to have you with us. My guest tonight will be taking your calls for free psychic mediumship readings. So if you would like a reading, please go ahead and call on in. The number is 929-477-1684. That's 929-477-1684. And if you would like to come on air to ask John a question, please hit the 1 on your phone after you have called in, so it comes on the switchboard that you are wanting to come on air and not just listen. The number again is 929-477-1684. And my guest tonight, John Crawley, he has been doing psychic mediumship readings for over the last 15 years, helping hundreds of people either find closure from loved ones who have passed, bringing messages of healing and strong validation within his readings those on the other side with that, and also, you know, for the future, for finances, etc. So he really is the real deal and really does have a very great gift that he uses very well in a positive way to help many people. John's been a guest on the show for the last few years, and we are really glad to have him back on. As most of y'all know who have listened to this show for a while, my father, who was a previous host of this show, Michael Long, who passed away earlier this year, and I know him and John had a lot of great shows together and a lot of great times, a lot of great connections with guests, and so we're happy to have him back. We started the show, Journey into Light, back about a month ago now. We took some months off after my father's passing, and we're glad to have it back on. And so John will be live with us each Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, each Tuesday for 90 minutes, taking your calls. So you can also join us in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio and chat with us in there if you'd like. The link for John's website to learn more about John and to contact him is in the chat room, as well as the show's page on Blog Talk. And if you would like to follow me, Nick Long, on Facebook for show updates, my link is in there as well. And so, hope you all are all doing well tonight. Happy December to you all. We've almost made it through another year, and exactly 3 weeks away from Christmas today. It's kind of hard to believe. So we are going to put on one last song here, and then we will be bringing John on the other side, and we will be going straight to your calls here on the Journey into the Light Radio.
Little boy, 6 years old, a little too used to see. Another new mom and dad, another school, another house that'll never be home. When people ask him how he likes this place, he looks up and says with a smile upon his face, "This is my temporary home. It's not where I belong. Windows and the room that I'm passing through. This is just a stop on my way to where I'm going. I'm not afraid.
All right, and we're back here on the Journey into the Light Radio. My guest this evening is psychic medium John Crawley, and we are taking your calls tonight for free readings, psychic medium. So if you would like a reading, please call in. The number is 929-477-1684, and please press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. And without further ado, let's bring on my guest here for the evening. John Crawley. John, you're on the air.
Hey,
how you been doing? Hey.
Oh, excellent.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm glad to be
nice
back.
Nice to hear from you. Yes, glad you are on. Glad you're on. And so, we're really, really glad to have you on here on Tuesdays. And I know I've been getting a lot of good positive feedback from, people who've been hearing you, and people really like you and are very glad for the, positive, loving service you do with your, gift. And so, yes. So we're very glad to have you on here.
Oh, thanks so much. It just brings up a lot of memories that your father was such a good man,
Right.
Just a real giver, And
right, I appreciate that.
Yeah, really, I really liked your father. Like, he was a really stand-up guy. So I had a message from him, and he was like, John, he told me this was going to happen. The show was going to go back on. And we're going to start doing it again, 6 months ago. And then you contacted me. So everything happens for a reason,
Yeah, no, I agree. And I about a few months after, he passed on, I was thinking about it, kind of on and off and still, so after a little more time, definitely, felt more right and more time and, and definitely, just with the amount of people that, did, receive healing messages, from you and others on the show over the years, definitely a good cause, I believe. And so, so we are live tonight with John Crawley for the next 90 minutes. So we are going to go to callers now. So if you would like a reading, once again, the number is 929-477-1684. You can also chat with us in the chat room on the Blog Talk Radio website. And with that, you ready to go to the callers, John?
Absolutely, Nick.
All righty. Let's go to the first caller of the evening. When we bring you on air, please state your first name and where you're calling from. And let's go to area code 631. 631, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Nicole from New York.
Hi, Nicole. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. I'm all right. Maintaining. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you.
Good.
And do you have a question for John tonight?
Please, John, if you can tell me any insight you have about going to court soon, or if I have to, if you could pick up anything about that.
All right. Well, first off, I'm picking up on a mother energy past. So it's either mother, but someone that was like a mother to you. Okay.
Yes, Mariana.
I do feel like there's something in my lungs, so I feel like there's a lung disorder. She had quite a breathing issue, if I understand.
Oh, wow.
You understand?
Yes.
And I want to say that she's a very small lady as well. The way she comes into my energy field, she's just a petite lady. I'd say about 90 pounds, you know? And so she's with me. And she says you've taken a couple of steps back. So it means either with your job you've taken a couple steps back, or you've taken a couple steps back in regards to this situation, you know?
Yeah, that will be it. That's what I feel like is
right.
Hindering me from moving forward is worrying about, you know, the situation.
Right, okay. I'm hearing, do you have a brother, yes or no?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have a brother, and is he kind of like the overprotective type? And she says that he has kind of a temper, is that correct?
Oh, yes. And it's aggravated by his service in the Army. He did it for about 10 years, yeah.
Okay, and she's giving me the month of February. Did she pass in around February or something?
My mother's birthday is in February, and her granddaughter is in February,
right.
But she passed in the summer.
Is there an Elaine or Helen or something like that, Elizabeth? Someone with that name? They're showing me E initial, so it connects to someone like either like
oh,
grandma.
That's her middle initial, E, yeah.
E, okay, because I'm just seeing E,
mm-hmm.
and that's why I'm trying to get down to it, okay? There's funny because when I see your grandmother, I feel also that your grandfather was like a very big man, so she was very small and he was very big. And I don't mean big in like, you know, being overweight. I mean like he was a bigger, like taller man.
Oh,
okay.
Well, and he's a Leo with a big personality.
He's showing me that he passed before she did. Okay. So I think he would have passed just before she did or something like that. Like she held on. Would you understand that?
Yes.
I'm also seeing a fire truck, like an older classic fire truck. So I don't know how that relates or someone used to work as a firefighter or there's a connection to that or police or someone worked for the police or something like that. But there's some kind of service work that he did. Okay.
Okay.
It's funny because I get all kinds of mess. Whatever's happening, I feel like it's going in your favor, but I also feel like I don't feel like it's going to go to court. I feel it's going to be settled outside of court. That's what I'm hearing, that it's going to be dealt with, like you're not going to have to put much work into it is what I hear.
Okay,
so that's...
Okay.
I just get the sense that your grandmother, she's always around you, okay? She's always around you. She also makes me aware that she would have passed around her sleep. I feel like she was asleep when she passed. Okay. She's showing me like a sleep state or comatose or unconscious. Would you understand that?
Yeah, it was in the hospital when she passed, yeah.
Right. There's something about a white sweater that I'm supposed to mention. She keeps showing me a white sweater. I don't know what that means to you. I don't know if she used to make sweaters or what the connection is, but there's a strong connection with sweaters and her. And I know it sounds very vague to say because everybody has a sweater, but there's something significant around that as well, okay? Maybe some. I get the sense she's with you. And I also feel like did she lose a child, your grandmother? She showed me she did.
Oh.
Was it?
I'm not sure.
Okay, she's showing me a child, like miscarriage, something like that. I'm also seeing with the grandfather stepping forward, he keeps showing me like these massive water, I don't know if it's a water well, but there's something like a water well or something that he's mentioning. There's something that you pump and there's like a pump and water and I can't really get my hands on it, but I feel like it's something he had on a piece of property or it was something like
well,
that.
In her property, yeah, when that my mother grew up on, they had a well in the backyard, yeah.
Okay, so that's what he's talking about. And now this property goes for miles and miles. Like there's a lot of land
in
the back area, correct? And he used to wear these black black long boots. He used to put on his boots, and there's like mud and mud, and there's so much mud when you step out there when you go in the back. He showed me a crane, so I don't know if he used to work in construction with a crane, or if someone works with the crane, or is a crane operator. But there's something insignificant about that too, because I see like a bulldozer coming in as well. So I don't know if he used to work around that. Like, there's something insignificant around that as well.
Okay.
Do you have a daughter?
I have two. My oldest is 10, and then my youngest, she just turned 1. And my son just turned 2.
Why is she's saying that dad's never around. Is dad too busy or something?
My youngest two, their father, he's not around at all. And I'm having an issue with my oldest daughter, the father of my oldest daughter. Yeah.
Okay. Did you want to name her after someone or grandma? Did you want to name her after grandma, or did you want, like, when she was born, was there something about grandma's name with her at all? Or did you think about it? Was there something like that?
I didn't name her until a while after she was born. Maybe 2 weeks later, it was hard for me to name her.
Okay, that's not what grandma's showing me, but she's showing me there's something in regards to, like, a name and memory of her. So maybe someone shares the same name as grandma, or is named after grandma, is what I'm hearing. Okay.
Okay.
So that's what I'm hearing about that. And so I always get these funny messages, but the last person you were involved with, was he someone you knew for quite a long time? Because she makes me feel like you would have known him forever. Like maybe you met him in school or something like that. Okay. But there's something significant around that. And I have to mention healthcare. I don't know who works in healthcare. I don't know if you've worked in healthcare. But she's saying healthcare, so I don't know if that relates to him, but they're talking about that, okay?
I'm kind of like the mental health. That's what I'm going to school
yeah,
for.
Yeah, okay. So you work
mental health counselor, yeah.
Okay. So you work in medical health. Is mom still with us?
My mom?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
What's going on with
her? Her health is not too good after
showing
it took a turn for the worst a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I don't. They're showing me her feet. So does she have a lot of inflammation there?
Oh yeah, she swells up from it. Yeah.
Right. Something about a fan not working. I don't know if you put on the fan when you're there or something like that. But there's always a fan going or something. I don't quite understand it.
Her humidifier. She always has that going.
Yeah, they're saying they're around her all the time. Is there something about, like, recently she lost a lot of hair or she's been losing a lot of hair? Can you relate to that at all?
My mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There's something, you're studying, you know, that they're around your mom and that she's going to be okay. I feel like she's got a lot of support on the other side.
Okay.
Did she have, like, a stomach surgery? They're showing me her stomach, so I feel like she had something with her stomach.
I'm not sure where it was, but she just had surgery last week, like some kind of stent put in. Like, she doesn't really like to tell us much about what she has done.
Is there, like, a J name, like a John or a Joan or something like that in the family?
Jason, that's my brother.
Is he still with us, Jason?
Yeah.
Who's on disability? Is it Jason?
Yes. Well, I'm not sure if he got it yet, but he was trying to get from the Army, like mental, like disability type.
Okay, so he's been trying to get it. Okay.
Yeah.
There's something about that coming through. I don't feel it's till next year, though.
Okay.
I have to talk about next year in regards to someone that's on disability. Then they said next year. Did he recently just get rid of a vehicle as well? They're showing me he had to get rid of his vehicle. Or there was something that
he had an accident. Yeah.
Okay, so that's, she's showing me vehicle in connection to him. It's funny, you know, I keep on hearing, you know, like the old television show, The Price is Right?
That was us. She watched it all the time. He watches it all the time.
Yeah, cause he's talking about The Price is Right. Like, she used to Bob Barker. That's like an old show. Bob Barker was
she
in that.
She loves it. She watched it every single day.
Right. And there's something about, and she keeps bringing up, I don't know if it's you that loved Prince growing up. You know Prince the singer? Well, there's something in reference.
I think it was my mom.
You was your mom?
I think it was my mom, yeah.
Okay. She's talking about Prince. So I think it's someone really like Prince, okay, that she's making me aware of. She said something about, like, the father never made it to your wedding. Was there a father that never made it to your wedding, or did your grandfather not make it or pass around your wedding, or what was that?
Like, that's, like, a big, like, dilemma, like, with me growing up. Like, I always, you know, like, my father that I thought was my father, I found out, like, at 22, he wasn't, so I don't know who my father is. Like,
what's the number 6 mean to you? They're showing me the number 6. Like the 6 of the month it could be or something like that, but I'm seeing 6.
I'm not sure right
I believe it's someone's birthday or something on the 6th. Okay. There's something on the 6th that I have to talk about. Your grandmother keeps blowing me kisses. Is that something she used to always do in the physical world?
Yeah, she did, yep. Mm-hmm. So her kids, yep.
She's a very beautiful lady, and she's just very happy to be here today.
Thank you.
I know that she said she could be quite a pain sometimes as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to have a cane that she would walk around with, especially near the end.
Yeah.
And she's just a small, like I see her as a very small lady. There's something about wooden floors. I don't know. Did she have wooden floors, or do you have wooden floors that she used to walk on all the time? She's just showing me your floors. I don't know why she's showing me your floors, but it could
I have wood
like,
floors now. I just moved, but her house didn't have wood floors.
There's something that needs to get fixed with the wooden floors. Like there's something not right about them. That's what she's saying. There's something that needs to get fixed. Like the alignment of the floors or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's something not right with the floors. That's what I keep hearing.
Okay.
And something about, and she's talking about like your washer. Like, have you thought about getting a new washer or dryer?
That's the reason why I moved to this apartment, is that washer and dryer. Yeah.
Okay, but you're getting frustrated with that whole idea, she says.
I was at first because I didn't know how to work it.
Yeah, okay, because she says that there's something about getting frustrated about that is what I have to mention here, okay? So she's just letting you know that she sees everything that's going on around you. Now, I don't know who has the Cadillac, but someone drives a Cadillac.
My mom.
I don't know if it was your mom drives the Cadillac. Is it like a little bit on the darker side, the Cadillac?
No, it's white.
It's white Cadillac? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Does your brother, who has the basketball connection? Does someone play basketball or used to watch?
My uncle.
Did he used to play like semi-pro basketball?
Oh, he wanted to really bad, and he used to play like often, like all the time.
So there's something about him like playing almost making it like not I wouldn't say like NBA, but I would say like semi professional, like college type basketball.
Yep.
And they're talking about him like and the way he sits on the chair, he crosses his legs when he sits. You know, and they're laughing. That's how he sits across from you. Right?
Yeah, he does.
He also plays tennis, they said. He likes tennis now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's very athletic, but he likes, you know, like, but he might be, and he lost a lot of weight, so that, you know, he probably did get into that. Yeah.
Right. I keep hearing upstate New York. Who has the connection to upstate New York?
I just moved here the beginning of November. Yeah.
And upstate, upstate New York?
Yes, yes, from Long Island.
Oh, you are
upstate, yes.
Okay. Okay. One sec. What am I seeing? Okay, so there is a connection to Alabama, Mississippi area as well in the family. Like someone lived
mm-hmm.
there or someone had connections there.
Wow.
So,
you know, I think it because we know that we have a sister that my mom gave up for adoption that she won't talk about. And I've always felt that, you know, for some reason, down south, is that like maybe something that she's saying? Because we know we have a younger sister that my mother gave up for adoption.
Is there a Donna, Donnie, or Don? Not a, like a Donna, Donna, Denise, or Donna?
That's my aunt's best friend, Donna.
Donna. Something about her working in a homeless shelter, or she works with homeless people. Can you relate to that at all? Like, did your aunt work with homeless?
She does some kind of work like that. I'm not exactly sure, but it's along, you know, those lines. Or some kind of, like, supervisor type with that job. I'm not really sure.
Okay. And who used to wear, did your grandfather used to wear bow ties all the time instead of ties? You showed me a bow
mm-hmm.
tie. Yeah, he used to wear bow ties, right?
That's what I remember from when I was little. Like, that's one, when you mentioned the shoes, that's one thing I remember about him, the way he dressed. Yeah.
You have two girls?
Yes, two girls.
Okay, let me just see here. So, does one of them born in December?
No, they're both born in November, beginning of November. Her daughter, my grandmother's daughter, her granddaughter was born in December.
Okay.
My aunt, she never got a chance to meet her. She passed away before she was born.
Okay. Is that the one we're talking about, Donna?
No.
Okay, but it's one of your aunts anyways. It's just their way of validating that they're with them. Before I leave you here, there's something very funny, and I get this, and you're going to laugh. You know, like, coordination? There's something with, like, you know, dry I keep seeing, like, dry flowers. And I keep
that
seeing a sun. Yeah.
That was her thing. For church, she was a flower lady. She made all the arrangements.
Okay.
But she
did say with court that
everything will work out in my favor. Like, I don't, you know, with that, that's what, you know, she said.
She says you're not going to have to put a lot of work into it. And I kept seeing a vehicle. And I kept seeing insurance, so I don't know what that means to you. But I kept seeing that over and over again. I don't know if that's in connection to what you're doing, but there's something in connection to that as well.
Okay.
I don't know. She's showing me in the back. I don't know if they used to have a pond that you used to swim in, but there's something about swimming in the backyard. But I don't think it's a pool. It doesn't look like a pool to me. It looks like a river, like almost like a little pond or something that they had in the back area. They said your brother used to get in a lot of trouble. You know what I mean? And he used to try to pull him in. And I'm also being referenced to a dirt bike. So I don't know if he had a dirt bike or they had dirt bikes where they used to live. But there's something in reference to that as well.
Okay.
I think they're talking about your brother. I get the sense that he's going to be okay. So if you can show him the recording of the
He had a motorcycle.
He had a motorcycle. That's what I'm seeing because I wasn't 100% sure. I didn't know if it was dirt bike or motorcycle, but I just see the wheels. You know what I mean? That's how they show me.
It was an accident. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So
have
much.
A good night.
You too.
All right. Great validating reading there, John. Really, really good. John Crawley is my guest tonight. If you'd like to call in and get a reading, the number is 929-477-1684. And let's go to our next caller, area code 856. 856, can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Doing great, thank you. Did you have a question for John?
Yeah, hi, John.
Hi, how are you? Can
I'm
just
good.
Go right into the reading?
Sure,
I'm good.
Go ahead. Okay.
Did you have a separation, yes or no?
Separation.
Did you get out, is there something like a divorce or something in your past?
No.
A spirit has shown me that. Did you just get out of a relationship or something?
No. They might be referring to the fact that I was out of work for a long time.
No, I'm not talking about work. I'm talking about relationship. I feel like just let me flow in just a little bit here, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what this means to you, but I keep seeing something with a school. So I don't know if you've been planning to go back to school or you have work in a school or who works in a school, but there's something in connection to that that I'm supposed to mention, okay?
Oh, it might be a friend, but that would be a girlfriend.
Did she just get a separation?
I have no idea. The reason why I thought of that is because she's a teacher. We haven't been friends though. Our friendship ended like 13 some years ago. She might have gotten separated recently, but I don't know if she. Wouldn't know because I haven't talked to her.
I don't know. I just get the sense there's something with school that they're mentioning. I get a grandfather energy. I get a father energy very close to me. That's very calm, very compassionate, very humble man in the spirit. Okay. He comes.
Is that,
to me with either,
is that her father though, John? Or,
no.
Cause her,
I feel like it's, go ahead.
Cause her father and her grandfather are both deceased. Is that who you're referring to?
I have a man here, father energy, cancer connection. Okay. There's something about cancer with him that he passed from cancer. There's something about, like, sugar canes that I'm supposed to mention. So I feel like he always had sugar canes, always gave kids sugar canes. He was always chewing something, always had something in his mouth, okay? So I don't know if it was candy or – but it looks like sugar canes. Like, he always did that, like, all the time. Always had them, okay?
Yeah, it's not my dad.
I'm surprised. Your father's deceased?
Yes.
Okay. Who had the stomach problems? Was it him?
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he's showing me stomach problems. He's showing me stomach problems.
Yeah, I have no idea who you're talking to because it's on my dad.
And some
he
surprises,
had heart issues.
Right. Let me just connect in a little bit here, okay? Do you have his watch, or do you have a clock in memory of him?
I had his watch. I gave it to my brother,
his
oldest son.
Why is he? He's showing me. Was he like very mechanical? Your father? I'm pretty sure I have your father here. Was he a very mechanical type?
Yeah, I would say he did construction, and he was a plumber.
Okay.
Yeah, all that good
okay.
stuff.
Okay, and is there like a junior-senior connection to him at all?
My
did
brother,
he have
the oldest.
Your brother? Okay, so that's your father validating that he's with me. Okay.
Okay.
There's something, with your father, I feel like everything has to be a certain way, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Just how, you know what I mean? So he's making me aware of that as well. And he's also making me aware of his socks for some reason. So I don't know if you kept a pair of his socks, but there's something in reference to his feet. So I don't know if he was a bigger person that had like really big feet. I don't know if that's his way of saying, you know, I had, you know, but he's showing me that as well. Okay.
Okay.
There's something in reference to like I keep seeing like I don't know if he keeps showing me ice cream. So I don't know if he used to take you guys for ice cream all the time, and that was his way of, I don't know if he used to do this when you were a kid or something, but he keeps showing me ice cream as well. Okay. And he also showed, and he also shows me that he didn't know what was wrong with him till the end. So I feel like this was going on for quite some time, but he feels like he's very like they don't know exactly what's wrong with him till the end. Okay. So I feel like there was like some confusion about trying to get him to the hospital, or there was confusion about trying to get him help before he passes, or he didn't want to go. Okay. So there's something in connection there as well.
Well, yeah, so he was in the hospital and they let him out, and they shouldn't have let him out.
All right, that's what he's talking about. You have a Steven in the family? Who's Steve?
I'm trying to think. There's a Steve that I just met at work.
Oh, perfect. Let's go there for a minute. Perfect. How long have you been talking to him? Are you single?
Yeah, but I don't even know this guy.
Okay.
I don't know I'm not saying.
Okay, just give me a sec here, okay? Because he's saying you're single and that you're going to meet someone within 1 or 2 months. Please report back to me if you can to validate that you're going to meet someone. But I feel like Steve, like, I don't know if it's Steve that you're going to be in a relationship with, but there's someone coming through that I'm supposed to mention.
So I was talking to this guy, Steve, today.
Right.
But I'm not sure if he's single or not. He might be a little older than me, or he might be my age. I'm not quite sure.
Is there something like he's going to ask you for coffee? So I wouldn't be surprised if this happens like within the next 2 weeks.
Well, my manager is a male. And he's been kind of touchy, you know. And
right.
I don't know if he means anything by it or if he doesn't mean anything by it.
Right.
And I've just kind of ignored it.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. But there's someone coming, and I know that for sure. And I know it's coming quickly. So that's what your father's talking about. Now, I don't know what this is in connection to with your father, but I don't know if it's your grandfather trying to come in, but there's something to talk about, you know, like carnivals and stuff like that. They keep showing me that for some reason. So I don't know if they used to take you there all the time, you know, to carnivals, or your father used to do that. There's something with like a pink stuffed animal that I'm supposed to talk about. It's either pink or red. I can't make out the color exactly. But he says that he used to take you, and then he'd buy those stuffed animals all the time when you would go with him. So there's something I have to talk about in connection to that. Okay? So that's his way of saying that I'm around you type of thing. And he's saying, I love you so much. And he said your mother would never listen to me. So I think their relationship was kind of weird. And I feel like your mother's the type, and she's just kind of joking with me right now. Okay? About your mother. So I feel like... there's something about that, like maybe he's just that they had a kind of sarcastic relationship or something like that that he's talking about, okay?
I don't know about that.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. It's interesting. He was tough. My dad was tough, let me just put it that way.
Is there something around tobacco in him? Chewing tobacco or cigarettes?
He hated cigarettes and he did not chew tobacco.
Okay. Is Grandpa used to chew tobacco?
Gosh. I don't recall him chewing tobacco.
I want you to listen to this recording and go
pipe,
back.
Though.
Yeah. Who did? Dad?
My grandfather.
Okay. So we're talking about Grandpa here then. I feel like he's trying to come forward. Okay, and he's got the stomach issues, and because now when his energy steps forward, I'm feeling like stomach issues with him, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm 100% sure I have your family here, and so I feel like your head just kind of twirling around right now, and I don't know, I don't know if you just moved recently or you've been thinking about moving, but there's like a new. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to move in the worst way, but I need.
Okay.
I want to buy a home, and I just. That's my question, actually. I want to know what that when I'm going to be able to purchase my home.
Right. I don't see it till the new year, but probably about 7 months is what I'm being shown.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I hope so.
It's tough. Well, I can tell you 100% when I get something, get back to me because we've made a lot of validation here tonight. So I'd like to even validate more when that happens, if you can.
That would be good, John. Yeah, that would be really good.
There's still a lot of strong points in this reading, and I appreciate you for coming on.
Right. Yes, thank you.
You have a good night, all right?
You too, bye.
Thank you. All right. All right, and let's go to our next caller here. We are live with our guest tonight, psychic medium John Crawley. And let's go to area code 316. 316, can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, Brianna from Kansas.
Welcome, Brianna. You're live with John Crawley.
Hi, John. I just want to know whatever you pick up for me, maybe connect with my Nana who has passed on. Whatever messages.
Nana. Okay. I'll go ahead. Why are you so anxious right now about all this stuff going on in your life? That's the first thing she said.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly it.
She comes across as a very loud lady, if that makes any sense. So if she wants to get a point across, she gets it pretty out there. Could you relate to that with her?
That makes me think of my other grandma who passed. She was very loud.
Okay.
I had two grandmas.
I get a lady here that's got curly hair. She's very loud. Okay.
Yep.
She's a little bit on the heavier set side. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I get something like either she had a blood clot or there was like a clot or there was something like a blockage or something that they had to go in. There was something like that that she's making me aware of as well. Okay.
Okay.
So I feel something in connection. And I also have a feeling like, did you like do the same job as your mother or did you do the same job as your grandmother or did they want you to do the same job that they did? Cause I feel like that's what she's talking about.
No, no. I'm
okay.
In college right now. Yeah.
You're saying, I've been getting health care all night, but I'm being shown health care in your future.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That was my grandma. She did health care. She worked in the hospital.
Yeah.
And my
exactly.
Major psychology.
Okay, you're going to end up working in a hospital, too. She's showing me that, okay?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Now, yeah, I don't know what this is. I don't know if she used to do this with all the kids, but very artsy, crafty type lady, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she liked to do, like, arts and stuff like that. There's something like, I don't know if she used to do paintings or something, or she used to put something like with the frame or something, but she's showing me something in regards to that that I have to mention as well. Okay.
I have no clue. Okay.
She's also showing me a lot of migraines. Like she had a lot of bad migraines. I feel like she had a hard time with that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hard times with that. She's just letting you know that she's around you. I feel like whatever you're doing in school is going to work out. I do feel like it's not too much longer for some reason. I feel like it's not like
done.
Yeah, you're almost done. So she's like congratulating you on the other side, saying that like it's going to be done pretty soon. There's something about a male and like changes. Like you want him to make changes. Or there's something that like you're not okay with right now.
Yeah, I can think of two good situations. my brother
right.
And this guy that I was kind of talking to and stuff.
Right. It's funny because your grandmother keeps showing me a Christmas tree. You know, like ornaments and stuff like that? There's something that she's going back. There's something like you used to spend time doing that with her.
Yes.
And that's her that she's with me. And I feel like, you know, the mistletoe was very important and significant in this reading because I feel like that was the most important part. And I feel like she worked with you with that all the time. Would you understand that?
No.
Are you 100% sure? She's showing me, like, ornaments and Christmas, and you already said yes to that. So,
well, yeah, Christmas. Not I don't know anything about mistletoes exactly.
So that's the top of the tree. You know, at the top of the tree, you know, like Christmas ornaments and stuff, like there's something like that that she keeps referring to. Okay. But you've already said ornaments, so I'm just trying to understand how it doesn't make sense. But yeah, so that's what she's giving me here in regards to your life, and just to let you know that she's around you all the time. There's something about not being able to say goodbye to her, or you wanted to get there but couldn't get there quick enough.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to say goodbye to her. I saw her like a couple days before she passed, not knowing that would be the last time I saw her.
She says don't worry about it. She says she loves you dearly. And I don't know, did she have a musical background, your grandmother? Did she play piano or something? She's showing me that.
No.
Yeah, she's showing me musical background. So there's something with musical. Either she used to sing or she used to play the piano, but there's something significant about that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so I definitely want you to go over the reading because there's definitely a connection there. I can, if I hear it more than once, I know it's there's something to what she's saying, okay? Just that everything's going to be okay. Getting a lot of information. Whoever this person is in your life, she keeps saying that you're going to want to step away from it, or you've been thinking about kind of taking a break or not engaging as much or something like that. And so, I don't know, it's like reevaluating things type of thing is what she makes me feel like.
With who?
I don't know. It's just relationship. Like you're like stepping back from it or something, or stepping back from maybe a relationship or something like that that I have to talk about.
Oh, probably. I think I know what she's mentioning, a friendship with one of my girlfriends.
No. This is with someone else, like another male.
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I'll leave you there. Thank you so much. And do you have any other questions tonight?
Not that I can think of. But thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a good night, all right? Thank you.
You too.
All right. Great reading there, John. We are live for about 35 more minutes on Journey into the Light Radio with my guest tonight, John Crawley. Very great psychic medium. Been doing readings for the last 15 years. So if you'd like a reading, there's still time to call on in. The number is 929-477-1684. And you can also chat with us in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio in there as well. So let's go to our next caller here. Let's see. Let's go to area code 701. 701, can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, my name is Deb, and I'm calling from North Dakota.
Hi, Deb. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Good.
Hi, Deb. How's it going?
I'm good. Good.
Do you have like someone that was like a mother that's passed? So this could be like an aunt or someone that was very close to you?
Well, my mom's sister was our godmother for all of us kids. So that's probably who you're referring to.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were very close to her?
We all kind of were, I think.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay. Perfect. She's shown me like, I don't know if you've been finding feathers, but there's something with birds that I'm supposed to mention, so I don't know if she had birds or what the bird connection or someone else in the family had birds, but she's showing me birds and she's showing me feathers, so I don't know what that means to you or how that connects, but there's something significant about that. There's something about quitting smoking, so I don't know if that's like you quit smoking a long time ago or she quit smoking, but there's something in regards to like quitting smoking that I need to mention as well.
Okay, yeah, that was me a long time ago,
Yeah, I also feel like she says you're a good teacher, so I don't know what you do for work, but there's something about teaching and she wants you to do if you're not doing it already, okay?
Okay.
Is your mother in spirit?
Yes.
This was very hard for you because there's a lot of things that your mother wanted closure with, and she says, I'm so sorry for not being there. So there's something like she wanted closure with before she passed. Okay.
Some,
so I don't know if there
something
was,
like, she feels like she wanted to go over with me.
Yeah, there's something like she wanted closure with is what she's making me aware of, okay? Like, I don't know if it was like a father issue that she had, like an issue with your father, or they had an issue in a relationship or something, but it was something like that that I'm being shown, okay?
Okay.
That, like, I want closure type of thing, and I feel like you're heading in the right direction, but she says she's been, not to pull yourself back, to let yourself out and free, is what she makes me aware of. Like, your mother is a really good support. She's always been that way. I feel like she's always pushed you forward. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
She just wants to let you know that she's with you. Is there something like a locket in memory of her or a heart-shaped necklace or a necklace? Because
yeah.
You show me a necklace. Yeah. Do you have that with you or do you hold that?
Oh, yeah.
About it? Right.
Yeah,
why is she showing
it was her necklace.
Okay. Is she showing me like something like, was she named after a flower or was that your grandmother? Like Rose or something like that or a lily? But someone's like named after a flower. Okay.
Well, the first person you mentioned was Lillian.
Lillian, perfect. Okay, so just know that they're both with me right now. Okay.
Okay.
Now, I don't know why I'm seeing this. I don't know if this relates to your mother, but she's showing me like, you know how you have to get cataracts for your eyes? And there's like a major eye issue, so I don't know if that relates to her or you, but there's something like that that she's giving me here, okay?
Mom had eye troubles.
Mom had
later
eye troubles,
in my...
okay.
Yeah.
She says, like, when she's sitting there, there's something about sitting in the room, and, like, she can't see the TV, or she couldn't see, or she couldn't see, but she's just letting you know that she's around you all the time. And were you, like, a caregiver for Mom as well?
Yeah.
Like, you were there for her? I feel like you were.
Yeah.
She keeps showing me ashes, so I don't know if she was cremated, but there's something in connection to ashes. And I keep seeing a, you know, like a little... I don't know if you're going to understand this. I think you're going to have to come back to it again, and maybe it'll make sense, because a lot of this is symbolic for me. But you know, like those little pointy, you know, like pendulums?
Yeah.
You know, like pendulums that move in a circle? There's something like a piece of jewelry that's got like a point on it that she keeps showing me, and I can't make it out, but it's something like that that I have to mention, okay?
Okay.
I don't know, and she said you probably wouldn't, and I got the sense that when she showed me it, that you weren't going to understand it till later on, okay? I keep hearing, like, the Rob or Bert or something like that, that I have to mention that name as well. So I don't know if that's like, go ahead.
That's Dad's brother.
That's Dad's brother? And then he passed
yeah.
very suddenly?
What I remember, that was a long time ago. I think he did.
Yeah, okay. Just know that his energy's around you. He says something about you not being very tech savvy as a joke. And they keep laughing about that over and over again. So I don't know if you've been struggling with something recently, that like with technology, can you relate to that at all?
Oh, yeah. Cause
something about like not
do...
being able to get on the laptop or something, or the phone's not working, or you're not, you have a hard time with that. You have a hard time with technology in general. Could you relate to that at all?
Yeah, I was trying to make a Christmas or like a calendar for 2019 with pictures.
Right.
And I do it every year, but yeah.
He's laughing about that. He keeps showing me like, you know, like those old army cuts, you know, like haircuts, like old army haircuts. There's something in connection
yeah.
to that. With, I don't know if he used to shave his head all the time. It's something like that. He keeps showing me like
yeah.
crew cut, like army cut. So he probably had military connection as well. That's probably what he's showing me because that's like a crew cut, something like that. Okay.
That was his style.
Yeah, and he's also showing me that you lost Mom's ring or something happened in and around something to do with water. Like someone, like I don't know if it's your mother that lost her ring or she couldn't find it or something like that, or maybe after she passed. But there's something like with losing a ring that I'm supposed to mention as well. And I keep hearing, like, I don't know what the thing is with garlic, like garlic, but garlic bread or garlic something with her that she used to always make. There's something with, like, garlic she keeps mentioning over and over again. Okay?
Okay.
So I don't know what that means to you, but it could, it's just their way of coming in, okay? There's something with a like a swing set that I keep seeing. Like, the I don't know if someone had a swing on the property, but there's something with a swing. Like, you sit on it, and it kind of moves back and forth. Can you relate to that at all?
Yeah, we had a swing set in the backyard growing up.
Yeah, okay. Just know that she loves spending time, and that, that she's validating that she's with me right now, and that's her way of coming in, okay?
Okay.
She loves spending time in the garden, which is, like, a very vague thing to say, but that's the kind of stuff they like to talk about. She loved to spend time in the garden. She's showing me that, like, outdoors in the garden all the time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She said that your father was never, ever around. Like, he was never around when you were a kid. And it could be the frustrating at times that he was never there. But not, like, in a negative way. She's just trying to validate more information, okay? Are you married right now?
No, I'm not.
You're alone, right?
Yeah.
Because she says that, like, you've been alone for a while, and that's what I was hearing as well. But she says sometimes that when you feel alone, just know that her energy is with you. So know that her energy always is with you, okay?
Okay.
When you feel alone, that mom's always sitting there with you and that she's holding your hands. And she says that, you know, you don't have to fear the same things that you did in the past in regards to relationships. She wants you to step out. And not to think of past relationships, but think of, like, what a new relationship will be like. Because I feel like you're going to meet someone, but I don't know exactly when on this one. But I feel like, yes, that she wants you to step out of that a little bit, okay? There's something about, like, and I know it's, the stuff they like to talk about is weird sometimes. And it's like, but she showed me cheese. So she loved cheese. This lady loved cheese. There's always cheese around. Okay. She showed me church. So I know she liked to go to church as well.
Yeah.
And something around church, she used to go all the time. Can you relate to that?
Yes.
And so she talks about that, and she makes me feel like you're never alone. And there's something in memory of her about a rainbow. You know, like either a song like Over the Rainbow that she used to sing all the time when you were younger, or there's something in reference to a rainbow that I'm supposed to mention in memory of her.
Okay.
So if you can't think of it now, then please come back to it, because I think you're going to be able to figure that out. Okay.
Okay.
But she's sending lots of love your way, and thank you so much for calling in tonight. We appreciate you.
Thank you for calling in. You have a good night, all right?
Thanks.
All right. Thank you. All righty here. And let's go to our next caller, area code 386. 386, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hello, this is Cindy. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Cindy. You're on the air with John Crowley.
Thank you very much. Hi, John.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm open to just a message from anyone in spirit who would like to come through.
Okay. Did you lose someone recently?
Yes. Actually, I lost two friends this year, February and April.
Okay. Who's David? I have a David here, or it's something to do with a connection, or you might know a David or something. Can you relate to that at all?
David. Yes, David is my dad, and he passed 5 years ago.
Okay, just know that your father comes in very strong to my energy field. He also makes me aware of a bus. I don't know what the bus means to you in connection to him, but he's showing me a bus. Okay, so I don't know if he used to take a bus everywhere, or there's something with a bus that he wants me to talk about here, okay?
Okay.
What am I hearing? I'm hearing, like, they're all trying to come in at one time, and I'm trying to hold on to your father's energy, actually. Okay, let me just step away from the father energy. There's something. Okay, so your friend, is it a male friend that passed?
I did have a male friend that passed in February. I have quite a few people over there that actually.
Okay. He's saying you tried to stop him from doing something. So I don't know if he was taking something or he was taking a prescription, but there was something you were trying to help him with. Can you relate to that at all?
Gosh, which one? That could be, well, there's two. The one that passed in February, his daughter got some a natural cancer therapy for him, natural
right.
treatment, but the doctors talked him into doing the chemotherapy anyway to kind of put a scare into him, and he had a bad reaction to the second chemotherapy treatment, and they basically killed him. They overloaded him. But then I have a brother-in-law that passed that was drinking, and I had tried to get him to stop the day before it happened.
I don't know. There's so many of them, but I keep hearing like alcohol-related issues with one of them as well.
Okay,
so someone had like
that was the brother-in-law. Mm-hmm.
Not to feel guilty how he passed. Whoever is with me said that you feel guilty because you couldn't do enough. Or you feel guilty because you couldn't reach out enough, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel there's something in connection to that. And I don't know if there's a Joe or Joey or Joseph, but there's someone with that name I'm being shown.
I have a brother with that name.
Your brother is Joseph?
Yes, one of my brothers is Joseph.
He's still here. They're referencing him for some reason that... Did he have a close relationship with him?
No, not really that I'm aware of.
Okay. There's something with him and the relationship that he's talking about. I can't really get my hands on it, but there's something really significant about that that he's mentioning here, okay?
Okay.
There's something about, like he used to put fires on or something, or... There's something about, like, you know how you have, like, campfires and stuff like that? There's something
yeah.
in connection to that yep. as well, that you understand that quite well?
I'm not sure about him with the campfires. There was, I know somebody else that used to make campfires all the time and bonfires, but I'm not sure if he's passed. He could. I haven't heard anything about him in a few years.
There's a reference to bowling as well. Something to do with bowling, like he liked to bowl or something like that, okay?
Okay. I'm not sure about that either.
Okay. I'm being shown bowling.
I'm not sure who that applies to.
Okay. Well, I just have them all here, and they're all trying to come in, and they're just saying hello type
right.
of thing. I feel like, yeah, especially your father came in at first. He'll give me his name, everything, just to say that he's around you. I don't know. There's a guy here that, I don't know if this is your father, but I get this male spirit with me, and he's, like, very sarcastic in a lot of ways. He's doing, like, this chicken dance, and I can't really make it out, but I don't know if that was your father that was kind of like that. You know what I mean? Or he had, like, that type of personality where he's, like, very carefree, joking-type personality in the physical world. But the person that's with
yeah.
him is doing all that.
Yeah,
okay.
he had those moments where he would make quirky jokes and laugh and then joke
yeah,
around.
Okay,
and,
yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So that's him for sure. And I'm hearing shotgun. Did he have, like, a gun in a cell, or did he keep a gun?
Not that I'm aware of.
Show me colon as well. I hear colon. There's something with, like, colon, like he had back issues, like severe back issues. Okay.
Uh,
Okay. I just that's what I'm hearing, so I don't know how that fits into the picture.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I wasn't aware of the back issues. I know he did have a lot of health issues there at the end.
Right. He says thank you for being there. Thank you for being with there. There's something with a heart shape, something in memory of someone in the spirit. And I feel like it's someone that you were, did you date someone or did you have like a little bit of a relationship with someone that's passed?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So his energy is coming through now and there's something about like a heart shaped something. So I don't know if he used to buy you chocolates, like heart shaped box of chocolates or something heart shaped, but it's his way of coming through. Okay. And I know it's someone that you had a relationship with, or you had like ties with the relationship, or you might have. It was like kind of like a short term, if that makes any sense.
I know who it is. For sure.
He says I love you so much, and he's sending lots of love your way. He said something about wanting to pull you out all the time, so I feel like he used to try to pull you out, or he used to try to get you to go out, but you never wanted to go out. Because you weren't into those types of things growing up, you know, you weren't into like, you know, going to the bar or anything. You were a very reserved person most of your life, you know, like kind of like a homebody. What he says, you're like that a lot, right?
Yep, that's right.
He's showing me heights as well. So I don't know if he used to work on heights, but he showed me like this made like the heights are like he's so high up. You know what I mean? I see a building and I see like heights. So I don't know if he used to work on heights or what the connection is or someone else's in his spirit that used to work on buildings, but there's something like that.
Well, before he passed, he got injured helping a friend work on his roof. He was pulling a bundle of roofing shingles up and it was on a rope, and it slipped, and it fell, and it jerked, and it ended up, it had torn his heart valve, and he had a massive heart attack a couple weeks later and died.
Wow.
He was helping a friend after the hurricane rebuild his roof.
He's showing me up on heights, and I'm trying to figure out how does this fit into the picture, but that's probably what the connection is, I think, you know?
Yeah.
That's probably the only thing I can think of. But that's how he got hurt in the past. Yeah, I think that's definitely what he's trying to validate. But I related it to something that he was working with his friend, right? So he was doing something on heights. And that's his way of coming in. That's his way of saying that I'm around you type of thing. Okay.
Oh, that's sweet.
And that he loves you very much, and he's always going to be with you. But I'll leave you there. Thank you so much, and contact me anytime for
another
reading.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
All right, John. We've got about 10 more minutes here before we need to wrap up with one more caller. So let's go to area code 860. You're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Colleen from Connecticut.
Hello. Hi. How are you doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
Doing well. Thank you. You're on the air with John Crawley.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Colleen?
Great, thanks. Do you feel anything with my family coming through? Anyone that I've lost?
You have a brother that's passed?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's coming in.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to do that. So whatever that means, I didn't mean to pass that way.
Yeah, he killed himself. Yeah.
He says I love you, but I didn't mean to do that, and I know it was something like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He showed me a big birthday cake. Did you make him? Was it in and around his birthday? You knew he was severely depressed, but you tried to, like, pick him up all the time. And there's something in and around a birthday.
I came over to visit before it happened with my daughter. And, yeah, he was depressed. I don't remember.
There's something, it could be mean happy birthday as well. So it could mean like someone's birthday coming up, and that's his way of saying happy birthday. Okay. So that's probably what it means anyways, something like that that I have to mention, okay?
Okay.
Did you help him at all, like financially before he passed, or did he ask for any guidance that way?
Not with myself. My brother came over, and I was here while he was going over things with him to help him.
Okay. But there was something financial that they were trying to figure out?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know he had just bought a new car.
Right.
He wasn't really good with money. So, and one of my other brothers is. And I was here that night when they were doing that.
Right. He doesn't want you to feel guilty for anything is what I keep hearing over and over again. And you know, like, you know, like those old Chinese, they call it like the Chinese hats that they make, you know, like the paper hats.
Oh yeah.
Can you relate to anything like that?
The only thing I can think of is we used to make hats out of the comics. Remember a little?
That's what it is. So he used to make hats out of comics. Yeah, that's what he's showing me. Like just time that he spent with you. Okay. I keep hearing like Collie. I don't know if that's someone's name, Colin or Collie.
I'm Colleen.
Colin. You're Colleen. I totally forgot what your name is. Something.
Collins too, our family.
There's Collins in your family?
Yeah.
Okay, he's referring to Colin.
Okay.
Something about acting comes to mind when I talk about your brother.
About
so
what?
I don't know, acting, like, I don't know if he liked to be the center of attention, and he used to, you know, when it was like, he was like the life of the party. I don't know if that's how he was in the physical world, but there's something like, I don't know if you used to watch movies with him all the time, or you spent times watching movies with him, but there's something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I get him as a very, like, into film, into stuff like that, into, like, movies, into stuff. Like, that's stuff that he liked.
Yeah, he had a lot of DVDs, a lot. He liked cop shows and, you know, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
so that's what he's
talking. Uh-huh. Wow.
I keep
Hello?
I'm sorry about that. I'm just trying to get more in tune with him a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. I'm seeing a necklace with a shark tooth on it. Did someone have a shark tooth
necklace? He wore one. Yeah, I think he wore one. And I'm seeing it in a picture in my head of him. I have to look. But, yeah, I think he wore one of those. Huh?
There's something about elephants that he's mentioning. You know, like, I don't know if he, there. You know, like elephant trunks?
I don't know.
There's something like artifacts or something. I don't know what it means, but there's a connection to someone in spirit that had a connection to those types of things.
Maybe my mom. My mom's with him.
Okay.
That could be it.
Is her name Marie?
Mary. Yeah.
Mary's her name?
Mary. Yeah.
Okay. So I know mom's here.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm supposed to talk about, like, famous meatballs when it comes to mom.
My dad made the famous meatballs. Yeah. My mom.
Okay. She's mentioning famous meatballs.
Yes. Yeah. My dad made very, very large meatballs, and they were delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She showed me a turtle. Did anybody have a turtle?
Yes. We had turtles when we were little, and they used to always get loose, and she'd yell at us to go and find them. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
She showed me. What else is she showing me? Okay. You know, like, turntables?
Uh-huh.
You know, those old record players? Not turntables, but the old record players where you put the record on. Did she used to have one, or used to play music on one all the time?
Oh, yes. Yep. I remember my brother broke it. The first one she had, she rented it, and one of my little brothers dropped a can in it and broke the glass.
And she keeps referencing that. We only have a minute left, but the name Angie or Angelo? Angie?
I don't know. Angie.
She's just saying, I'm around you, and I love you, and she walks with you every day.
That's wonderful. Thanks so much. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you so much. You have a good night.
Take care. Have a good night. Thank you.
Yeah.
Alrighty, and we are about out of time here. My guest tonight was John Crawley. He's going to be on every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, for 90 minutes. And John, do you want to go ahead and let the listeners know how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. If you're looking for a private session, you can call my number, 289-213-6109, or you can message me through email through the website mediumjohncrawley.com to book a session. I appreciate you all for tuning in, and thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, John. Looking forward to next Tuesday with you. You have a good night, all right?
You too. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. All right, and that was John Crawley. He will be on every Tuesday night. And this Sunday, my guest on Sundays, Medium Michelle, will be returning at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern time. If you would like to tune in for that. And so my name is Nick Long. I'm the host of Journey into the Light. If you would like to follow me on Facebook for show updates, there's a link in the chat room, or you can go to Facebook and type in Nick Long and you'll probably find me pretty easy. So we appreciate you all tuning in tonight, and hope you all have a blessed week. And we will end the show here with a little bit of music. Y'all have a good night, all right? Thank you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.